This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. The September issue of Consumer Reports features several articles on online security, including information about things we do that invite trouble. The magazine reports that the odds of becoming a cyber victim have dropped. However, it estimates that American consumers lost almost $8.5 billion over the last 2 years. Jeff Fox is the technology editor for Consumer Reports. He joins me this afternoon to talk about what Consumers Union has identified as the 7 biggest online blunders and what we can do about them. Hi, Jeff.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. So what are the biggest online security threats?
One of the biggest blunders is assuming that your security software is actually protecting you. That may not seem obvious, but a lot of people don't know that when you get like antivirus with a new computer, it's only good for a certain period of time, and if you don't actually care for it and keep it going, it won't protect you.
Okay, so we got to maintain it.
That's right. Usually that means paying an annual fee and also making sure that the software is actually updating itself. If it doesn't keep up with the latest threats, it's not very effective.
Yeah, okay. And how good is the security software available today?
It's pretty good. We just tested some security suites. The ratings are in our September issue and on our website. But we found a product called Bitdefender Internet Security. Overall was very good, and it was particularly excellent in blocking antiviruses.
Yeah. And the number two blunder involves fraudulent email. How common is this problem, and what do we do about that?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's very common. A survey showed these emails that seem to come from a bank or a credit card company. They ask you to go into your account, and usually there's a link in the email. We found that something like 1 in 13 households had actually given information, to one of these emails. The thing to do is never go to your account through an email. If you want to go to any account you have, go directly to the website yourself.
Yeah. I got an email this morning in my inbox, supposedly from the IRS, telling me that I was in line for a little extra cash. And, it looked pretty good, but it's like, that's bogus.
Yeah, not only, financial institutions, they've done the Better Business Bureau recently. I think there was something with UPS. I mean, basically, any institution that is familiar to people, that could be a pretext for, telling them stuff like your Social Security number.
Mm, okay. And let's move on to number three. This is something I suspect a lot of people have trouble with. This is using a single password for all online accounts because that's what's easy to remember, I guess. One.
Yeah, it's kind of putting all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
But a number of the people that we surveyed kind of get around that so they don't have to put all their eggs in one basket by using minor variations on a single password. So that's not the same password, but you can still remember them.
Yeah, okay. Free software is another issue. That's blunder number four. So how do you tell if freeware is from a reputable source?
Well, a couple of big reputable sources, download.com, snapfiles.com. These are sites that pretty much are known to remove any kind of infections or bad stuff before you download. Beyond that, you are taking, some risk, and you need to, keep your security software running, on Protect. And anything that really seems too good to be true, probably is.
Mm, okay. Number five, Mac users. Are they safer than Windows users?
This was a big surprise in our survey. When it comes to things like viruses and spyware, Macs are safer. However, when it comes to these email scams, we found from our survey, as many Mac users were falling for them as Windows users, and yet fewer Mac users were using, protection against that, suggesting that Mac users were feeling maybe a little too safe.
Mm, okay. Number six, pop-up ads. What's the problem there?
You're surfing, and then all of a sudden a pop-up comes up and says, your computer's infected, or, let us scan your computer. No reputable company does that. And these things, whether they're just designed to sell you something you don't need, or worse. I mean, 3% of the people in our survey who clicked on one of these actually got an infection.
Hmm. What about pop-up surveys? Have you experienced those?
I haven't seen a lot of those.
Yeah. Occasionally I'll get one of those and I just go on. But, you know, this yeah. seems to me to be the safe thing. I was just wondering if there's any kind of fishing going on with pop-up surveys.
I wouldn't be surprised, but usually they're more belligerent. They're more intimidating. Anytime something on the web is like intimidating you or telling you, you know, don't do that, you know, run for cover.
Okay. And number seven, I wish we had a drum roll here, but shopping online. Thieves can sneak in between you and the retailer. How good are retailers at fighting this kind of theft?
We're talking about online.
Yeah.
Well, they do put these security symbols and things on their website, and some of them will put some signs up that they've been audited by some, you know, well-known agency. But the safest thing to do, because you're just not always sure who you're dealing with, is either use a separate credit card just for your online stuff so that if something happens, you don't have to cancel your regular credit card. Or some cards let you actually set up a temporary credit card number, which is only good for like one transaction. So when you're done, if anybody manages to get hold of it, it's useless to them.
Yeah. You also recommend against using debit cards.
Yes, because with a debit card, if someone gets hold of that, they can drain the money out of your account immediately. And even if the bank decides to make good on it, not very convenient if you've got a lot of checks that you just wrote.
Yeah, yeah. And when it comes to seeing the HTTP, that S following the HTTP in the address line, does that S guarantee security?
It's better if you don't see it. You
right.
definitely don't know you're secure. If you do see it, it's probably okay, but technologically there are ways that they can, you know, get around that too, even the little key. There's ways that they can fake these things. So if you don't see it, you know, you know for sure it's not a secure site. But if you do see it, it's probably okay, but it's not 100%.
Yeah. Boy, nothing's 100%.
Well, that's the thing with the technology that's out there. Thieves can, you know, impersonate just about anything.
Yeah. How have threats to online security changed over time? Now, we've been online for a number of years now.
Right. We've been tracking this for about the last 4 or 5 years. And we have been seeing some modest decline over that time in reported viruses and spyware. They're still costing consumers billions of dollars and, you know, throwing computers away, bringing it into, you know, a service place to get it all cleaned up. I mean, it's still a huge cost. They may be going down a little bit because more people are using protection software. Spams also decline a bit, and the phishing, the email scams, that's steady or even going up. That's one we're very concerned about.
Yeah. What period of time did the survey cover, and how many households did you contact?
We contacted, I think, a bit more than 2,000 nationally represented households. And this survey covers the last couple of years.
Yeah, okay. I was shocked to see your estimate of $8.5 billion lost over a period of 2 years. Did that surprise you? How was that different from previous surveys that you've done?
It's in line.
It's in line. Wow.
I think it went up a little bit, in part because even though some of these problems have declined a bit, it went up a bit because the number of internet households went up. So even though, you know, the rate of this stuff might be going down a little bit, there's a lot more people. There's still more people coming online.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we'll leave it. And I would suggest for folks to take a look at this September issue of Consumer Reports if they're concerned about these issues.
Those blunders are available for free online right now
okay.
at our website.
And that is www.consumerreports.org. Okay. Thanks, Jeff Fox.
Sure.
Jeff Fox is the technology editor for Consumer Reports. Seven biggest online blunders are online at www.consumerreports.org. And at the newsstand, on the newsstand in the September 2008 issue of Consumer Reports.